Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Instant Idiot Show, presented by WTF-TV with Nelson Torres. It's living proof that literally any idiot can have a show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is July 9th, 2015, from New York City. Just wanted to say thank you for listening, for who are listening to this live right now. We will not take calls from anybody, but we do have a special guest that will be coming on in just a bit. Her name is Sasha Hart. So stay tight for that. In just a few moments, we will have her on. And let's not forget, in just a few moments as well, we will have Tamiko, who is my co-host. She will be on coming on a little bit later because this guest, Sasha Hart, is very fascinating, and I must know about her. So, and Tamiko will help me in just a little bit. But first things first, check our website, WTFWorld.com, all right, for the latest in anything, the official website of WTFWorld.com. And also, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter with the same name, handle, at WTFTV. Make sure you follow us there and go to the website, WTFWorld.com, for all your latest news of WTF and the crazy world of WTF itself. So just make sure you go there now. All right, folks, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Tamiko in just a bit, just as a co-host a little bit later on. But first things first, I want to bring on a very special guest, our very first special guest that is not a WTF personality. And she is from the West Coast, ladies and gentlemen. Her name is Sasha Hart. Are you there?
I am. Hi.
Oh, finally. I don't know if you were there or not. So
yeah,
it's a pleasure to have you on.
I think I'm on.
Yes, you are, exactly. You are on the, what you call the Instant Idiot Show, which is yours truly, the Instant Idiot. So that's no here or there.
Yeah, because I was like, I think I'm on. You're talking to me.
There you go. Yeah, I think I'm the one who's trying to figure that. Yes, exactly. So, Sasha Hart, it's a pleasure to have you on tonight. And yeah, there's a lot of things I'd like to ask you. And because I just recently found out about you. And I just want a special shout out to Snap Girls with a Z at the end.
Oh.
Snap Girls. Yes, I want to give a special shout out to them for putting this together.
I totally do. Are we going to do it together?
Yes, exactly. So, but
okay.
Before we do anything, for those who don't know what Snap Girl is, I think you have a better chance of explaining it. What is Snap Girl?
I do. It is a social network. My best way to explain it is, it's better than Twitter. It's better than Facebook. If you guys go to, I actually have my link on my Twitter page, and it explains when you go to the link why it is better than these other social networks. It is much like Facebook, where you can kind of go through and you can talk to your favorite adult star. And that is how it is like Facebook. But the reason why it's better than Facebook is because we're naked.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it gives you a personal one-on-one interactive, take and view on kind of being interactive with us. My fans love it because I have more of a goofy kind of comedic side to me.
I kind of noticed some of the pictures, which I will get into in a minute because I want to talk to you about some of the pictures I've seen and quite fascinating, but go ahead.
I get on and sometimes I will do fun videos with my cat. I'm the first one to say, I'm not sure who the bigger star is, me or Maddie. She does like to get in there and kind of whore it up herself. But then also I get on and I take them in the shower with me. And I do fun background music in my social site. I take them on set with me and they get to see candid things that they wouldn't see, you know, that goes on behind the scenes. I loaded up a video of me douching. I mean, I straight out said, hey, this is stuff that you guys wouldn't see. I'm about to go do a girl-girl with a girl that I had never done a girl-girl before. And I was like, I know. I even posted before before you even watch it, I said, if you are not into douching, do not watch video. And
you
I
know
said,
what? I think douching might be a new fetish now for me if I want to see that. But, you know, that sounds fascinating, as I just mentioned, too. So, but I've never seen douching, but I've seen douching, but I was doing before,
you know, a scene. And then I loaded up right after that scene, I loaded up after sex. Me and the girl had moved the whole bed from where it was. So they got to see not only myself, but Iris Rose, who's brand new, had never done a girl-girl. She said hi to my fans as well. And we talked about the scene. So, you know, in these social networks, you know, not every girl is crazy about being on Twitter for free. I mean, you know, why post it where everyone can see, where fans feel it too? You know, why give it to everyone? That's not really intimate. You know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, in this group.
What you're telling me kind of reminds me of more of Instagram than Facebook, because, I mean, if for those who are following Instagram like I do, like every day, there's usually an account where it's like this girl's just, you know, just showing their ass and showing their bodies, but they're not naked at all.
Well, it's more than that, because I'm fully nude. I'm naked. I'm getting in there. I posted a video of me squirting all over my tub, and then I'm giggling about it. But then I will post a video of me, you know, singing along with Whitney Houston in my car, the next video. I mean, it's definitely far beyond Instagram, because I have an Instagram and, you know, I do the Twitter thing. But the way that I do my Instagram is I will load up literally a snip of the video that I'm about to load on my Snapgirl. And it will show no nudity whatsoever. And the reason why you want to be on my Snapgirl is because you're going to get the solo. You're going to get me squirting. You're going to get me talking to you. You're going to get, you know, anything and everything that you ask for and then some, where I'm not going to do that on my other social networks. And it's directly linked to my phone. So I'm going to be loading up things that I would not post on my other network, because I don't load it up on my other network. My Snapgirl is stuff that you can't get anywhere else.
Exactly. But, I mean, Twitter, you can still see nude photos, but I think if you want to see the more real stuff, I mean, like, stuff that you will never going to see on Twitter or anywhere else, you just want to go to Snapgirls with a Z at the end.
Right. I don't give, like, the only thing that you're going to see on my Twitter is stuff that you can get anywhere. I mean, I don't give in my Snapgirls anything that you can get anywhere else. I even, because I direct for a company, you know, everyone was dying to hear the cast of my movie. Unless you were a part of my group in my Snapgirls, no one else knew. Only my group knew who the cast was in my movie. Only my group knew what my movie was even going to be about. And
right,
no one knew until that day. And then only my group got the behind the scenes of every single girl. I mean, I was on set of Adam and Eve, and only my group, you know, could see Carter Cruz and, you know, Anika Albright and, you know, everyone that I was working with and myself doing their solos and doing, you know, their dance teases and behind-the-scenes photos and video snippets. No one else got to see that.
Right,
and it's
right.
Because they pay to see that.
Of course.
I'm not going to tweet it or post it anywhere else. Because why? Why would I give a behind-the-scenes? You can wait till the DVD is edited, you know, months later, and you can wait and buy the DVD from Adam and Eve, because you're not paying to be a part of my group. You have the option to, but you're not paying.
Yeah, because Snapgirls is a paying service as well. So we'll get to that as well, because, you know, I mean, once you get what you pay for, that's what I believe. So I think this might be worth even checking out if you guys get the chance to. So I think Sasha can explain a little better about that.
It's not even super expensive. That's the funny thing. It's not like it's not like they're charging you an arm and a leg. It's really not expensive. So you're actually getting a bang for your buck. So it's not an extravagant rate that you're spending. It's really, honestly, we're getting a good deal. You're getting a good deal as a fan, you know. And especially if you have a talent like me, where I love my fans. I love my fans just as much as they love me. So I try to add up at least 5 videos a day. Unless I'm on set like today, I got on and I wanted to, you know, let them know what I was shooting. That's the only reason why I wasn't on. But other than that, I try to make up for it. And then I add up a shit ton more. I mean, I don't know that there actually is another talent on Snap Girls. I could be wrong, but I don't know that there is. That's something I was
No, I don't think that I know of. I can't recall. But you said it's a paying service. I believe it's, if I'm not mistaken, how much it is a month to join Snap Girls?
Mine was $5.99, but I think that it went up in price. So I'm not 100% sure how much mine is now.
A
couple cents.
Well, I actually looked at my notes here because I always have something prepared, as always. So according to my notes, it is $7.99 a month. So
There we go,
$7.99 a month. And, we, you know, for that, you can't beat that with a stick, literally. And
that's
now,
what I mean.
As for, right, exactly. Now, for more about Snap Girls, I think you got to go to snapgirls.com, right?
Right.
Right, so, but it's with a Z, not an S at the end. I just have to emphasize that because my people might not get that. So it's Snap Girls. So, and also on Twitter, it's Snap Girls. That's the Twitter handle. If you want more information about it. Now, more on Snap Girls in a little bit, because I have my female co-host to come on in a little bit, because she's fascinated about you being involved in the industry where I know you do a lot of girl-girl scenes, mostly.
That's all I do, actually.
Say what?
That's all I do. I specialize in girl-girl. I do girl-girl and fetish work only. I do not work with males.
Yes, exactly. So, as a matter of fact, you are involved in a just and only lesbian adult company, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. I direct silly films.
So, I mean, you know, I was very, very fascinated about it, only because that you don't really hear that much very often in the industry about it. I'm sure there's a few, but you don't hear it all the time. So, just for that alone. So I just find that quite fascinating. So you mentioned that you never did girl-girl before until, you know, not too long ago. What made you get into girl-girl in the first place?
No, that was another talent. I've been doing girl-girl for 8 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So was it on shoot, or was it just, you know, it just happened?
You mean why I chose to do girl-girl?
Yes, like when did that happen? When did it start?
I when I got into the industry, I was 18 in 2007. So it was basically a part of my limitations. I put it on there, and I had never been with a female. So I just gave it a shot. Found out I liked
it. And then the rest was history.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm seeing some of your pictures, and, you know, just, you know, point blank, it's made it clear that you just love pussy. So
I do. I enjoy what I do, and I don't consider it a job. One of my fans actually said that. It's not considered work if you love what you do, and it's really not. I
wake up, and
I realized that I'm doing what I really enjoy. And I've learned, actually, recently, this is recent.
Mm-hmm.
I added more of like a BDSM. I'm getting more hardcore with what I like. Like I did get had 9 girls on me today.
That's something I would love to see. But
9 girls.
But 9 girls on you.
Yes.
Now that's a party.
I was riding a Sibian, and we were all, like, trading off and on. And I was the only one that ended up, like, taking the slapping, the beating, and the spitting. And I realized, I guess over the years, I can go sensual, I can go teasing, or I can go very rough. And
right.
I'm unsure which one I like more.
Right, exactly. We have the Sibian ourselves. We had an adult star about maybe close to a year ago that went on my show live, wrote it, and almost pretty much broke it. But hopefully when you're in New York, feel free
today.
To... Huh?
We had a break today. A few times.
Oh, no, I mean, she literally broke it. Like, she broke the Sibian because she... Best way
the
to say it, you
off.
Know... Yeah, she really came on live TV, by the way, which I wasn't really supposed to say, but whatever. And, yeah, she really came on and literally broke the Sibian. We're still in the process of fixing it. But nonetheless, so definitely, hopefully, when you ever come to New York, you know, you probably will ride the Sibian live if we can arrange that sometime. So
Yeah,
exactly. So now I'm bringing on my female co-host because she loves to give her female perspective on the industry, or at least, you know,
yeah,
she
definitely.
Knows of. Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, we have our female perspective co-host, Tamiko.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Gosh,
hi.
You sound so cute.
Oh, thank you. So do you.
Oh, thanks.
All right, Tamiko, we've been talking for a little bit, so do you want to ask her anything yourself?
I can't really think of anything to ask her right now. I have been listening, you know, to what bit of things you guys had talked about. And, I just was kind of curious because I know that I heard you say that you only do girl-on-girl and you never have done it with boys, like with not with men. So what...
Oh, no,
what,
no,
what's
no,
the
no.
Reason?
I have.
Oh, you have?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
And so how was that experience, you know, with men versus when you do it girl on girl, which is your default as of right now?
I won't be returning back to male.
Okay.
I did that.
He's
8
done
years
with guys.
Mm. No, just on film. Just on film. I don't believe that girls, when they say girl only performers, which I was nominated this year for being a girl only performer. I was one of the nominees, and that meant so much to me. But I just think that getting to that point, the only way that you could call yourself a girl only performer is you had to have at least tried out the other side. And because I tried it out years ago, you know, I think that makes me a true girl performer. I don't think that you could say, you know, oh, I don't do that, and you've never tried it. You know,
right,
I think
there's
kind of a stigma about that. When people look at girls and they go, oh, she's never done boy girl, you know, so that makes her a real girl performer. No, it just means that she didn't try it. And normally it means it's because they're in a relationship. It doesn't normally mean that they are a true lesbian. It's very rare that they are a true lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I made a decision early on in my career when I was much younger to give it a try. I found out, you know, I'm smaller down there, and it just doesn't work for me. I mean, I just wasn't, I'm not, I'll be honest, I'm not as good as those you know, girls that can take all those different penises.
Right.
I just don't, my body doesn't handle it as well, taking a bunch of different dicks.
Right. No, I understand.
Yeah, it just doesn't.
Is it usually depending on the size of the dick that may concern you in a little bit? Like if it's too big, then it might hurt you a little bit?
You know, it was a number of things. It was the different sizes. It was the different cleanliness of guys. You know, I think it depends on how the female, all of our bodies are different. And some of us have better, I think, I don't know what it's called down there, but better, maybe better acid. I don't know. But
better acid. Don't worry, I wouldn't know how to word it either. So.
Yeah, I don't generate the proper shit to handle dirty dick. Put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, let's put it this way. I'm not saying I've experienced this myself, but I mean, I've heard stories where it's like guys don't really clean themselves there down there. For what reason, I don't know. Me personally, I'm always got to be careful with that. You don't want to walk around with a stinky penis. And
That's one. And then second, you know, you don't know. It's like, yeah, well, but that's one. You know, that's just common sense to keep yourself clean no matter what, even if it's just down there. But, like, at the same time, you have to also keep in mind of, like, the, you know, diseases that we can get through that kind of thing, you know.
Not even necessarily just talking about, like, the diseases, but just in general of hygiene, corn dick just wasn't for me. Me, corn dick didn't work out for a number of reasons. I mean, I am fortunate enough to say that, you know, I love this industry and I love females more than I love corn dick. Corn dick just didn't work for me. And I made a decision early on that I really love females and I love being on camera. And I'm also fortunate enough that my fans love me enough and love seeing it. I feel like they transitioned me without me actually making a decision either. They, a lot of them told me that they loved seeing me work with women. So I feel like a lot of my transition going that way as well was also all of us. I was like myself and my fans, you know, they helped me, you know, like without even collectively having a decision, you know.
Right, like, and it's not like you're
having,
Yeah, and then it's not like you're trying to like shove it down their throats like, hey, you know, like my content because, you know, it's completely different from all the, you know, rest of the porn adult industry. You know, if they really transition into it then and they come grow to like it, then, you know, good for them.
Yeah.
And you don't try to shove it down their throats like, hey, I'm hot and sexy. I'm, you know, do this and that, you know. You know,
you don't
try to shove it down their throats.
I feel really blessed that they've followed me from the time I was 18 to now. And that to me says a lot. And to be gaining new fans and new followers, I mean, I think that really says something, that they like my personality and they like talking with me and they like getting to know me. And it just meant a lot to me that it's not just about what I'm shooting, they really like being interactive with me.
Right. It's like they're being legit. You know, you're being legit, you know.
Yeah. That's just fun. And I wish that a lot of girls would do that because people are just people. And if you have fun with them I love Dubsmash. Mm-hmm. I don't know if either of you have that app, but you should totally get it because it's fun.
Yes, Tamiko. Put it this way. She's the only few females I know that's willing to snap a picture or even video shoot herself douching. So how often do you hear that?
I did that, yes. I did that. I do videos of me and my cat. I do, I wish I had done a video of myself with this fucking gnarly bruise on my hip. I don't even know how I did it, but it's fucking gnarly.
So in this case of Snap Girls, you're just being more personable than when you be on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook and whatnot.
Right.
I'm both on Twitter and Instagram. I'm personable on both. The difference is with Snap Girl, it's all video. So you're seeing my personality. You're getting the sexy videos. You're getting the fun videos. You're getting responses back from me. As well, you're getting everything, and you're getting your requests. You have a song request, I'm going to put it up there, and I'm going to do a sexy tease. I'm going to wear a sexy outfit, and you don't have to wait for me to ship it to you. I mean, if you want a custom video, obviously, you want it longer than a minute, you got to, you know, do that. A custom video, and I will do it. But,
and
you want a real quick pissing video? Fucking email it, because I'll do it if you're in my group.
Wow.
It's
that I would love to see. You know, I always
like
the girls seeing peeing, so I looks like I might sign up for this, just to see UP, so.
It's in my group.
Yep, there you go.
In my group?
Yeah, Tamiko's like, why you want to see a girl pee?
If it's not in my group, let me know. I load up new stuff. I got my lingerie. I load up things of hip-hop. I have 80s music. I am always getting naked. I have a bush. My bush also has a name called Mystic Garden.
Oh.
Yeah, she has a little strip. I noticed that you have a little bit of a strippy bush there. So
a strip, dude. I have a bush.
But is it trimmed?
Only on the lips. I don't have any hair on the lips. I have a full bush.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
That's a bushy bush. I mean, it got the 4 inches one. On Hustler's set, they measured it. I got a bush.
Yeah.
I don't have a strip. I got full blown bush.
Would you ever consider turning into a bush? I've seen full blown bushes before, like literally, like 70s bush before. And, you know.
Okay, you need to bring up my Twitter and show her my bush.
Oh, I'll have to share that with Tamiko when she gets a chance. And by the way, your Twitter, by the way, is Sasha, at Sasha Hart, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's very simple to remember. Yes, yeah, Sasha Hart, make sure.
I'm not creative.
Yes, then you will see her bush, which is not a strip. It's a bush.
It's a bush. I love the bush. And it's called Sasha Bush Crew.
Dave.
I have a crew.
Right.
A team.
Exactly. So that's where you follow Sasha Hart, also with the same name on Instagram, right?
No. I've been kicked off so many times.
Oh.
It's Sasha.Hart2.
Well, anyway, we're going to wrap this up here. Just want to thank Sasha Hart for being on. You're such a sweetheart. Yeah, go follow Sasha Hart, of course, at Sasha Hart. So,
I'm sure if you ask Snap Girls, they'll give you a free tour through.
Yeah, exactly. And special thanks to Snap Girls with a Z. Follow them at Snap Girls. Yes, it's S-N-A-P. GIRLZ.
Z.
Oh, wait,
that's,
yeah,
that's
it's a Z. This is Z at the end.
Peak.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it is. And don't forget Sasha Hart. You know, just want to thank her once again. And, of course, Tamiko, once again, thank you for coming by.
No problem.
Woo-hoo! All right,
you
guys.
You are just so adorable. I love how your voice is so freaking adorable.
Thank you. I'll bring it to both.
Yes.
To my
All right,
my
so
group.
We got to go. So thank you guys for being on, and we are out of here for the Instant Idiot Show. Check our website, WTFWorld.com.
Peace.